I call up my buddy George, as I'm making a run. So I go get some cocaine. Go to the airport late. Fort Lauderdale Airport, flying to a city in the Northeast. Now, while I'm there in Fort Myers, I developed another name, opened up a bank account, ID. Everybody known me as Joe Blow there. You know, after the only guy that knew me is Norm, was the owner, but I told him I had to change my name. So I have a bank account, checking account. I buy a ticket with a check at the airport. It's a red flag. My eyes, I'm high as a kite, half unshaven, wool leather jacket. I'm walking out of the ticket to the plane. As I'm walking to the entrance, I get a tap on the shoulder, Broward County Narcotics. He says, "We're looking to stem the tide of drug abuse." I says, "Oh, good for you." He says, "Well, do you mind?" I says, "Do you have a warrant?" He says, "No, I got a pet plane to catch. See you later." Get on the plane. Now the greed. What do? I know I'm going to have a reception committee on the other end. It's nonstop. To flush or not to flush? That is the question. Aye, aye, aye. What am I going to do? I've got it in my briefcase. Damn. I ain't flushing it. So, I know what I'm going to do. I have an envelope, and I call the stewardess. I'm in first class. I says, and I start writing my girlfriend's name and address. I says, "Will you mail this for me?" We're not allowed to mail it. So now, before we land, do I put it on my back? Now they're going to stop and they're going to search me. So finally, I take a deep breath and I walk to the terminal. Out. "Taxi!" And I get a tap on the shoulder. Two DEA agents and one Massachusetts state cop. "Now, were you just off that flight?" "Yeah." "Can we see your ticket?" "Yeah." "My name, my checkbook." They figure they got me. You know what I mean? I'm who I'm purporting to be. He said, "We'd like to search you." I said, "Do you have a warrant?" He said, "No." "Taxi, getting in the cab." They grab me, says, "You can go, but your bag can't. We'll give you a receipt." Thank God the dogs weren't there that day. I march back with them to the DEA office, the performance of my life, sitting there. They're giving me a receipt for my bag. Come back tomorrow. I leave the DEA office, meet my buddy at the other terminal. The next day I call up, and I said, "Well, can I pick up my bag?" He says, "There's a warrant for you for interstate." And I hung up. Meanwhile, I call my girlfriend because they got her address on there.
Yeah.
I forewarned her. She has a lawyer waiting for her with her when they come down. She never divulged my real name. She says, "He's a crazy guy, blah, blah, blah." You know. And that's the one that got away, but I can never go back to Fort Myers. and I loved her desperately. Anyway, the one that got away.